1. Physical coordination. The physical or material creation is not infinite, but it is perfectly coordinated. There are force, energy, and power, but they are all one in origin. The 7 super-universes are seemingly dual, the central universe triune, but paradise is of single constitution. And paradise is the actual source of all material universes, past, present, and future. But this cosmic derivation is an eternity event. At no time, past, present, or future, does either space or the material cosmos come forth from the nuclear isle of light. As the cosmic source, paradise functions prior to space and before time. Hence would its derivations seem to be orphaned in time and space, did they not emerge through the unqualified absolute, their ultimate repository in space, and their revealer and regulator in time. The unqualified absolute upholds the physical universe, while the deity absolute motivates the exquisite overcontrol of all material reality, and both absolutes are functionally unified by the universal absolute. This cohesive correlation of the material universe is best understood by all personalities, material, Marantia, Absinite, or spiritual, by the observation of the gravity response of all bona fide material reality to the gravity centering on Nether Paradise. Gravity unification is universal and unvarying. Pure energy response is likewise universal and inescapable. Pure energy, primordial force, and pure spirit are wholly pre-responsive to gravity. These primal forces, inhering in the absolutes, are personally controlled by the Universal Father. Hence does all gravity center in the personal presence of the Paradise Father of pure energy and pure spirit in his supermaterial abode. Pure energy is the ancestor of all relative, non-spirit functional realities, while pure spirit is the potential of the divine and directive overcontrol of all basic energy systems. And these realities, so diverse as manifested throughout space and as observed in the motions of time, are both centered in the person of the Paradise Father. In him they are one, must be unified, because God is one. The Father's personality is absolutely unified. In the infinite nature of God the Father, there could not possibly exist duality of reality, such as physical and spiritual. But the instant we look aside from the infinite levels and absolute reality of the personal values of the Paradise Father, we observe the existence of these two realities and recognize that they are fully responsive to his personal presence. In him, all things consist. The moment you depart from the unqualified concept of the infinite personality of the Paradise Father, you must postulate mind as the inevitable technique of unifying the ever-widening divergence of these dual universe manifestations of the original monothetic creator personality, the first source and center, the I Am.